Hey, you're listening to the Speaking of Music podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the second half of this episode, where we're going to be starting off by talking about Maisie Peters' second studio album.
Oh my gosh.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay. That was such a bad yay. I'm so sorry.
So this album has been, it's been announced, but not like fully.
She keeps saying when MP2 is coming this year, 2023.
But we don't have a title, right?
We don't have a title
or album art.
Unless it was I Was Good to You, but it's not.
I don't think it is.
Give it to me now.
Yeah. She's going to drag it out. I just know that she's just going to keep on being like, oh, on her Instagram that one day, she's like, when should I tell people the album title?
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, think about it.
Such a snake for that.
Yeah, so I think personally, Maisie has released a lot of music that is not going on the album. So 4 songs, right? Since you signed up for this. And then 1 collab.
Yes.
Song you'll never hear, but nothing else, right? And a Christmas song.
That doesn't really.
Yes, it does. It was cute. And it was Amazon exclusive, of course.
Sure.
But I think that it's going to be the closest to her last studio album.
Which I'm excited about, because that is one of my favorite albums.
That was the whole vibe.
You signed up for this is one of my favorite albums of all time. Mm-hmm. But she released 4 songs that were a little bit more, like, poppy, like, different. And I would say good different.
It was good different. And I loved them, but I don't think they have the same place in my heart as You Signed Up for This.
Yes, I agree. Exactly. Actually, maybe Blanche does. And Kate's Brother, like, a little bit.
Okay.
I played Kate's Brother so many times last year.
It was like one of your...
It was one of my top songs. Yeah. Not top 5 because that's always reserved for my Queen Louie, but it was close. Sure. It might have been like 6 or 7.
That's pretty high.
Right? Yes. It is high. Because I had a phase where I would play it at work and it would just...
That was me with Not Another Rockstar for like one singular week where I'd listen to it on loop during my workouts.
Not Another Rockstar used to always come up after I finished playing any like album or any playlist or whatever. The first song, it would just be like, hit me down, Jules.
me with the anti-hero acoustic version. I'd be like,
no.
I'd be like, stop.
I just think that she released the other 4 songs because she knew they weren't going to go on the album, but they were still fun songs to like get people excited for her new music. That's really what I'm excited about. We are so not excited to announce that we do not think that there will be any more Ariana Grande music coming out in 2023. We hope to be proved wrong, but we will not be.
Well, okay.
We get off the farm, girl.
I'm literally going to find the farm.
The content that we're getting at this exact moment is RuPaul's Drag Race, because Ariana is like the guest judge for this season, but this was filmed like several months ago. But
as is all reality, game shows,
but people like are very excited to see Ariana physically anywhere. So that's fun.
It's giving nobody physically saw me for a year.
No, literally.
But
we just keep seeing her nose like on her Instagram story.
Yeah, it's like always like a piece of her chin. Or like her smile going like this.
Like the dimple. It's just either the dimple or her nose up.
Right now, Ariana's actually physically filming. Which she wasn't doing like 6 months ago when she also wasn't around on the internet. But now she's actually filming the movie, right? So
that's exciting.
I want more hours in the day to exist just solely so that she has time to record music.
Question is, why is the Wicked movie taking so long?
Like, no, why does it need that much time?
It does not need that much time in production.
We about to graduate and then this is still gonna be produced.
I know.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's okay. It can be our graduation present.
Sure. We're gonna all come back during winter break and I'll see the Wicked movie together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Don't worry, I'll live in New Jersey and so will she.
So will I.
I'll come back in December.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Okay. Also, on that note, no new hairstyles, but hairstyles tour because he is apparently eternally touring. And I think.
I feel like he's been going on for like
7 years.
Every time he posts on Instagram, I like see the tour photos. And I'm like,
every time he posts on Instagram, it's to announce new tour dates.
It's so scary. Like, I think he's just going to drop off the face of the earth. Like, the second he can, he's just going to say goodbye and never come back again. And honestly, if I were Harry, I would do it too.
No, I agree.
But too bad he, like, actually likes making music and stuff. Because I think a part of him does. No, because I'm serious. Think about it this way. I'm sure a part of him does love going on tour and making music. But there's no way that this isn't so physically exhausting that you want to die. No, it is. Like, and to have, like, someone almost attacked him in Brazil recently. Like, that was pretty bad.
No, it was.
Like, they got onto the stage. And then he was like, haha, security, you saved my life. Like, I literally would have cried on stage.
On the note of touring...
Guys, Sophia. I'm so excited to announce that Louis Tour is coming.
I am so excited to announce. You are the first person to announce it.
So Louis announced his tour. He already announced the European tour a while ago, so people did that. And then he announced the American leg of the tour, and I snagged tickets.
Snagged.
For 3 nights. 3 different dates. So
what was the total expenditure?
So one of them is free.
How?
Shh. That's not cannot be said on the podcast, but I got the Philly ones were like $50.
No, not bad.
And so were the New York ones that I haven't bought yet, but they are like $50 each. And the New Jersey.
How are they not gone?
The New Jersey one is free because it's sold out. And I'm getting into the back door because my uncle, my aunt know the head of security at the Stone Pony.
No way.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have connections.
We could have also gone to Phoebe for free, but then Catherine already got to Phoebe's for free, and then. We have finals. So, yeah, I'm going to 3 nights of Louis, back to back to back. So if you see me in Philadelphia, New Jersey, or New York, say hi. Not that any of you guys are going to be there, but if you do, say hi.
Not like any of their first priorities say hi to you.
Hey, it would be fun. I need more friends that like Louis because they bully me. So.
I don't bully you.
I know Douglas would.
Yeah, Douglas would. Her brother bullies me.
Her brother bullies everyone. Let's be
so real.
Okay,
let's move on to
New Madison.
Something that has also been rumored, or it's like
kind of confirmed,
unofficially announced. Well, I would feel
she's been in the studio for like 7 months. All of her Instagram like photo dumps have her in the studio in it. So let's like connect the dots.
Isn't
here.
Dangerous supposed to be the lead single? Is that not a thing? That was supposed to be the lead single?
Yeah,
of the
I thought
album?
It was supposed to
really?
Be.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a lead single. I just thought it was a single.
Well, it's the first single. So
I thought it was
the
start of her
single,
new era,
right?
Because Reckless was kind of like very princess, like storybook, and then Dangerous was Dangerous.
I love Reckless. Oh my goodness.
I love Reckless.
I need more Reckless in my life.
Reckless wasn't the start of a new era.
I agree.
I have recorded like 17 covers of Reckless.
Me too.
Like, that's not even
that
an
was the first cover I ever posted on Instagram was Reckless.
That was the first cover I ever recorded.
Really? Yeah. I've been recording covers since. Oh, yeah. But basically, it's confirmed that Madison is going to be releasing a new album. I'm a little nervous.
I'm not. I'll eat it up, whatever it is.
No, me too. But I'm nervous because I don't know, like...
Compared to Life Support, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. I also think that she might do the thing where she releases, like, 7 singles, and then that
And I'll be fine with it. Honestly, I'm just starved for new music from her.
Loki, yeah, I agree. Okay, I take it back. I'm not, like, nervous. But I just want it to come now. And I have a feeling it's going to come in, like, December.
Yeah. Okay, I feel like she's a fall winter kind of girly, and it's already like the end of this year's winter.
Okay, I'm looking at her Instagram, and I don't think it's confirmed that it's the lead single, but for some reason in my mind,
in my mind too.
I saw it as that was going to be the lead single of the era.
Yeah. Okay. So another person who has confirmed, we're skipping ahead, who has confirmed their album is coming out this year, but has literally not confirmed anything else is Mr. Niall James Horan. Yeah, so Niall has not released an album since 2020, which is not that long ago. 3 years, March of 2020.
Oh, that is so long ago.
On March 13th, you know, the day the world shut down here in the U.S., Niall released his new album. So obviously, the promotion for that literally went flopped because obviously,
for a very
he couldn't
reasons.
Go and promote it. He couldn't do any of the things he had planned, and that really dug a hole in his plans. And that's really upsetting because. Heartbreak Weather was a great album. He has been recording all of 2022. He has announced a bunch of festivals for this summer. And he has said, hello, NH3 is coming out this year. And he has been teasing on TikTok. Oh my God. He's been like teasing clips of him in the studio and this like Gilmore Girls sounding like guitar.
Sure.
You know how, like, in between scenes in Gilmore Girls, the woman who's like, la, la, la. It kind of sounds like that. But he's like, la, da, 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 la, da. It's so good. Oh, my God.
Okay, great. Sorry.
That's really exciting for me. They will not hear the end of it, so you will not either.
Oh.
Yes, aren't you lucky? Then the next two things we're talking about are a bit rumored.
Okay, I think this is more like what we're hopeful for. We really want new Silk Sonic. And this is something that's been on my mind for
months.
You don't want more Silk Sonic?
I thought it was a one-and-done experience.
I thought it was a one-and-done experience
as well. I want more.
I thought we were, after their whole promotion, they did promote it for like a year, and then they were done.
Okay, so I was mistaken. Apparently, I'm the only one who wants more Silk Sonic. But I do. I ate their album up.
I know you did.
And it was just so good. And Jason is a man of taste sometimes.
Sometimes.
Very occasionally.
Only sometimes. But, you know, our queen manager, Jewel, thinks Silk Sonic is tacky. So take it up with her.
Okay, I'm not inclined to disagree.
Oh, I think it's time to fire Jewel.
No, we literally just hired her. Okay. The next thing is something I want really bad.
I also want a new
Gaga album. I went to Chromatica Ball and my world has never been the same. But Chromatica Ball is over now. And now I have no new content from her except for her Random House Loves promotional videos.
I was gonna say the only thing I see her do is like
there's a new drop this
week. Is it giving the REM?
It's the REM same promotion.
Thing. It's the same thing. Also, guys, I got new REM.
I also really want new Gaga music, just because I need to be in a new Gaga era. That's just for me. I just need something new. Instead of me obsessing over the same, like, 5 songs.
Yeah. I also feel like TikTok is going to harp on to Born This Way. And I don't know how I feel about that. I don't think I like it. Bloody Mary is fine. Fine. Have Bloody Mary. But give me the rest. Leave me the rest.
I agree.
Yeah. Also, I've been in a replay phase.
All I play is replay. I think I knew this.
Okay. So I think I want it to be another one of the albums that sounds like the rest of her albums. Like, I don't think we need another Joanne. We don't need another.
Although I would not be opposed to another Joanne.
No, of course not. I've also been in a John Mayer
phase. Yeah, you told me that too.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been in a Joanne the song phase, so.
Okay, that's fair. So yeah, with that, we would like to leave off with our closing thought is who we think the new main pop girl is going to be. And this was actually a credit to our queen, Jewel, our manager, Jewel, because we were coming up with a 2023 predictions list of our own for pop culture. And this was it. This was something that we thought about long and hard. And we believe that Renee Rapp will have her year. And she will blow up just like in a similar fashion to like Olivia in 2021, Sabrina in 2022.
Yeah.
And I think she's a good choice. I think she's a lot going for her. She has acting. She's incredible. She is on Broadway. Are you kidding? So she's obviously trained. Is very talented. She's very trained. And she has a lot to support her. And we hope that we're right in this prediction just because I want to be right.
Thanks, well, Sophia.
You're welcome.
I want you to be right too, Sophia.
Thanks. It's actually Jewel's idea, but I'm taking credit for it.
That's not nice.
Well, I just gave her credit.
That's true.
Okay.
I'm excited to see what Renee is going to do with, like, she has the opportunity to do stuff this year.
So let's see if she does.
Yeah. So I want to see if she does stuff with it. I also did hear that aren't they making a Mean Girls musical movie and that she's still going to be in the movie?
I'm going to eat that up.
I didn't hear that, but that's exciting.
I'm pretty sure that's happening. I'm pretty sure that
it's like
the musical movie has been a thing for a while, but they only recently announced that she was going to do it.
Okay, so that's actually going to be great for her, if what you're saying is true, which I believe.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's with crazy. Renee, yeah. Okay, that's so exciting. And that's this year?
I don't know. I feel like this has been ongoing news for a while. I feel like it's kind of like the whole Wicked business with Ariana. Like, it was news for a while and they didn't really start getting into production until like a couple years later, you know, but it is something that has been confirmed to be in the making.
Okay.
Renee is a massive deal. We just know it.
Okay. So that's so exciting. We are so excited to see what this year brings us. I think this year it can have some incredible musical moments if we just let it play out correctly. And we are so excited to talk about those musical moments with you this year. So here's to another year of Speaking of Music. Thank you guys all so much for listening. And as always, you should reach out to us on our social media.
Our Instagram is at Speaking of Music Podcast.
And our TikTok is at Speaking of Music Podcast, which we have begun to be posting again. Yay!
Have we?
Okay. Thank you guys all so much for listening. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hey guys, we're back. And we are so excited to kick off 2023 with this new podcast vibe thing that we have going on.
No.
That was a great description of what's going on. Okay, let's.
So we're back and we are ready to kick off 2023 with our predictions in the music world.
Also, before we start, we'd like to shout out our new manager, Jewel. Yay!
We love you, Jewel. Jewel Fan Club.
Okay. And actually, she's responsible for some of the predictions we have today. She just doesn't know it yet. She doesn't know that
we're her influence. This.
Yeah. So right off the bat, we just want to talk about some of our favorite artists, mostly women, spoiler alert. And what we think is going to happen this year with things that are either already announced or things that we think are going to be announced in the near future. So to kick it off, I think the most recent thing that's going to happen is Miley Cyrus announced her new album. By the way, today is January 8th. So the new year has started already, so we are cheating a little bit, but it's okay. So we think that the new Miley Cyrus album, we know it's coming out in March. The new single is coming out in a week.
So we'll get
the vibe soon.
Very soon.
We think it's going to be either really good or really bad. No in between. Yeah. I think the lead single might be good. Like, I think I already get the vibes that that's going to be really good. I don't know how I feel about the whole Endless Summer theme coming out in March.
I don't know how I feel about it in general.
Yeah, I think that the cover art was interesting.
No, I think it's cute.
I thought it was funny that it became a meme immediately.
Oh my god.
I thought that was hilarious.
The vinyls are gorgeous though. Have you seen them?
I have not.
Yes, I think I have.
Also, I hope it gives Malibu.
Yes. That's what I'm like. Oh my god, so yes. Bad. I had a Malibu moment so long ago.
Malibu,
but it was a good time.
Yeah. Malibu is one of those songs that is like popular that like means the whole world to me for something, it's like for some reason that I can't explain to you. Like Malibu, Hey Soul Sister.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like up there.
No, I understand that, but
that was a great list.
Best song ever by One Direction is also on there.
I do think that the whole Endless Summer theme could go either way because it's something that's very, very overused in the entertainment industry as a whole, but it's also something that she could make very much her own.
Yeah. Kind of like Plastic Hearts.
Right.
So we'll see where this
Plastic
goes.
Plastic Hearts came out very, very well.
Yeah, if she sticks with really her whole like rock, punk thing.
But like rock pop would be fun.
No, yeah, it would.
Okay. Well, that's our deal with Miley. Let's move on to the next really big thing that's already been obviously announced, and that is the Eras Tour.
Right.
And with that, we have a few thoughts. I personally think Speak Now Taylor's Version is going to come before the Eras Tour. What do you guys think about that?
I also think that it's going to come before the Eras Tour, and that has been recently a big rumor going around. And I've seen the two sides of it because I've seen some people say, no, I don't want Speak Now to come out because Midnights is still having a very, like, slayful era. And we don't want Speak Now to be, like, impeding on that era. But from a, like, marketing perspective,
there's no way Midnights can last.
It would make a lot of sense to roll out Speak Now within the first half of this year.
Right. Like, Cruel Summer was supposed to be the promotional single for the Lover Tour, right?
Right.
So why not have one of her like most fan loved albums come out right before her big Eras Tour. Although I think marketing wise, why wouldn't it be 1989? Like I want it to be 1989.
I know you want it to be, but in my brain, for some reason, Speak Now makes more sense. Just because I think that the internet is having its moment with Speak Now right now.
That's true.
Also, she already released Wildest Dreams, Taylor's Version, and This Love, Taylor's Version.
Right.
So in my opinion, all she has to do is stick out, like, Shake It Off, Taylor's Version, and then those can be songs that she performs on the Eras Tour, like, one she already owns.
But she needs things like Enchanted, right?
Yeah. Back to Better December.
No. She needs those.
Yeah, I guess she does. Okay. I also think once a new album or era comes out, Hits Different will magically appear on streaming platforms, like, subtly. Like, it's just
going to happen. Without any announcement, like, is what I think.
Door.
I honestly don't know why it hasn't happened yet. Because I understand at first she withheld it so that more of her actual, like,
marketing
physical,
reasons.
Right, physical music would get more popular and more, yeah, sell more. But I feel like as soon as it picked up a lot more traction on TikTok, she should have taken advantage of that and put it out on streaming platforms. Because now it's just being streamed illegally.
Yeah. That's very true.
POV me.
POV me.
But it's okay, because I also have all four Midnight's vinyls, so I think it makes up for it.
Yeah.
There we go. The balance.
Yeah. Like, okay, I illegally streamed Louis songs before the album came out. I have 10 or 11 physical copies of the album. Like, I deserve it, okay? Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so the next prediction that I came up with, because these two losers haven't listened to SOS yet.
Hey, yes, I have. Okay. But, like, once.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
So, but, like, Kill Bill and, like,
yeah, same.
Phoebe Bridgers song, that one.
So, SZA already basically confirmed that a deluxe is coming, so I guess this might be cheating a little bit. But, you know, we know that it's going to come soon, the deluxe version, and we know it's going to have a lot of songs that the fans need, you know?
It's not going to be, like, a Control 5 years later situation.
I was going to say, like, we're not having that again.
No, she's not going to do that, because this album has been really good for her.
Yeah.
It has been. I've seen on Twitter, it's like, it's always SOS versus Midnights for the charts, because that's where it is right now, which I think is interesting. But I also did see something that said that SZA wrote over 100 songs for this album. And I thought that was so...
Well, a lot of it is on her SoundCloud.
Intriguing.
Like, a lot of it. So, we...
But also, like, that's not, like, super shocking. Like, yeah. I know, like, a lot of artists admit to it that when I watch Louis, like, behind the album, because I always do that, he's always like, yeah, I wrote, like, 100 songs for Walls. I wrote, like, 50 for Faith in the Future. Taylor all the time says, I write, like, 50 songs. I wrote 50 songs for Red and 50 songs for this. And
also, bear in mind that it's been 5 years since SZA actually released.
So, of course, she's written.
So, of course, she's written a lot.
Trying to find out what's right for SOS. It doesn't mean she wrote 100 songs that were perfect for the album and she only chose...
Right.
X amount.
It's probably, been 5 years of her life.
Yeah, it's probably because she's been trying to find a sound that was perfect and then chose the ones that she thought were
and
good.
She literally has.
We know that Lizzo's gonna be on the deluxe, right? Was that confirmed or is that just something that they said?
I thought that was a rumor.
Oh,
I don't know if that's
rumor.
Is that
true?
Confirmed?
Well,
yeah.
I think it's gonna happen.
That's true. Yeah.
In my opinion. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a little too much Lizzo SZA interaction for it to not happen.
And you know what? It'll be a good song.
Yeah. That's exciting. I'm also so upset. I will never be over the rumors thing never going anywhere. The Lizzo and Cardi.
I agree.
That would have been such a fun... Oh my god. I love Rumors. It's such a good song.
Yeah.
Let me put that out there right now. Okay. So let's talk new Billie Eilish. Kind of an abrupt change, but we all think it's coming.
I'm very excited for this because I've seen recently Phineas doing a lot of... I don't know why, but I've seen recently a lot of interviews and it's like, yeah, I've been like, this is how I produce Billie's music and we've been doing so much in the studio lately.
I've seen
it's so exciting.
He's been doing a lot of the ask me questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone was like, I know you have synesthesia. Like, what are the colors?
I saw that.
It's like, guys, I hate when people ask me
he's
that.
Like, why do people think I'm special? Like, girl, just tell us what colors. Okay, just tell us the colors.
It's not that hard.
It's not that deep.
No, but
I'll just go ask someone else with synesthesia then. Like, it doesn't have to be you.
I really, really, really badly want Billy to do basically like the 30th, Haley's Comet, Billy Bossa Nova type of, like, those are my favorites. Like, they make the list of my favorite songs of all time. Like, we're talking that level. So if her new album is anything like those songs, then I'm ready for it.
I think it will be. I think she's moving away from the When We All Fall Asleep, Where We Go.
Right,
down.
She is.
Happier Than Ever was definitely transitional. And it was really strong. I liked it. I think
I
gave
it
a little too much hate in the beginning. I think the whole world
agree.
Did. And when it sunk in, I knew I liked it better than the first album. Like, I knew that. And I think the third album is going to be good. I also think, sorry, I'm like trying to get all the streamlined thoughts out. I also think that Billy and Phineas have a duet that is long overdue. Like, are you kidding?
Like, where is it?
Where is
like,
it?
Yeah, like
you guys,
a true duet.
Like, okay, Like, you guys are siblings. You do everything together. Every song you've written together. So why don't you sing together?
Like, truly sing
together. Like, truly sing together on a recorded, released track. Like, come on. Let's go. Anyway.
We're just all looking forward to that.
Okay.
Basically.
On a little bit of a slightly more negative note. Lana album.
That has been announced.
It's always a little bit scary when Lana Del Rey announces a new album because it's either the best thing you've ever heard or the worst thing you've ever heard. And
I hate to say, but recently it's been a little bit too much of the worst thing you've ever heard.
Recently, like her last few albums. Chemtrails and Blue Banisters were not it for me.
No, were not.
But they're actually, Chemtrails isn't that bad. I hate White Dress though.
I haven't listened to it as like enough.
To I listened fully. To it like
some
twice.
Some of the songs are always good. It. There's always a few good songs. Okay. I like the lead single. I like
The sound
of it. I think it's so much fun. I also like some of the lyrics. I know Vic kind of has an issue with some of them, which is like, tell me you love me. Like, I like that. Why is the album titled so long? I know she loves doing that. Did you know there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard?
I did not.
But the part that bothers me is that it's not, she wrote out this long title and she didn't. She wrote shortened Boulevard to BLVD. Are you kidding? It looks so ugly. I think also the way she chose to capitalize and not capitalize the words, so ugly too. And girl. I think she did it really dirty with the album art.
Yeah,
but it's fine. I think the album is going to be good, which will make me angry because Chemtrails kind of had a good cover. Blue Banisters was fine too. It was good.
It was fine.
She hasn't had a really good album cover since Norman fucking Rockwell.
I agree.
But, you know what, it's okay. I'm excited, actually. I think it's going to be good. I think the single really set a good tone.
Yeah.
Okay.
While you might not have known about the tunnel under Ocean Boulevard, did you know that we're about to give you an ad break? You probably didn't. But here's one anyways.